Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us. So I'm going to be talking about Best Baby Zone Oakland, and before I get into the details of it, just wanted to mention we actually work in three areas, and I'm just going to be talking about one of them, which is community economic development. So no relationships to disclose. The other two areas we work in is family and child health and community engagement and resident leadership, and maybe some of you were lucky enough to see Rachel Berkowitz present on that yesterday. So, Sherry, thank you so much for talking about Life Course. Life Course really undergirds the work that we do, and the bottom line that honestly is that health is greater than health care, and that we really feel like people's health is a product of the environments they live in, the opportunities they've had, and we know that those environments really vary by where you live, and that's why we've adopted this place-based approach. So we know specifically in our county, and you've probably seen this slide before, that an African-American child born in high poverty East Oakland has a very different life trajectory than a white child born in the affluent Oakland Hills, and we are little by little trying to change that trajectory. And this is what we know, the differences is an infant, a child, an adult. And then cumulatively, that's a life expectancy difference of 14 years. And we really believe that that's unfair and unjust, and that we actually have the ability to start making some changes around that. A lot of times people ask us, so I mentioned I'm one of the three prongs is community economic development, and people often say, you're in the health department? Why are you working on economics? And it's because of life course theory. We know that these unequal economic conditions, or like Sherry was talking about, sort of the environment that we all live in, which is similar to the environment that a fetus is living in, you know, if you can use that as an analogy, those conditions influence a baby's health at birth and as they continue to grow into adulthood. So I'm just going to point out, I could give you lots of data. I'm not going to give you too much data, but this is just to paint the economic landscape of Castlemont, which is the neighborhood we work in, and Sherry showed you the census tract that we work in, recognizing people don't actually live in the boundaries of a census tract, but that's part of the way we measure data. And as you can see, this is a high poverty neighborhood. 29% of people living in Castlemont live below the poverty line, and 43% of residents spend at least 50% or more on their household income on rent, which we know is really inequitable. Similarly, we know there's lots of opportunities for community economic development. We know that those that participated in the community survey we did last year by Harder & Company had to go, 46% had to go without basic needs in a year. And there's no job options in the neighborhood. 36% of people we surveyed told us that. If you talked to more, they would tell you that too. And that's really why we're focused on local economic development. So the way this all started a few years ago is we did a 12-week human-centered design sprint with a lot of creative economic development-focused individuals. And we were in the neighborhood, Castlemont, for 12 weeks. Those groups are listed at the bottom. So it's really diverse groups, and Sherry mentioned you really need to work in a multi-sector way, and we've really adopted that approach. The San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank, the high school, Oakland Grown, all kinds of stuff. And really we have this vision that we came out of at the end of the design sprint that we want to develop and implement a series of interconnected activities. We know it's not going to be one activity or two activities. It's going to be a lot of interconnected activities that together we'll start building the foundation for economic growth in this neighborhood. And we've dubbed this MAC Revive, or the revitalization of the MacArthur Corridor. MacRevive for short. So we've used a lot of strategies as part of these interconnected activities, and I think the first one that's really notable in the zone is first Saturdays are Castlemont Community Market, and it's really intertwined. So the first Saturday in the market is really a way to, one, build social cohesion in the neighborhood with a really family-friendly type environment, bringing needed resources there, and strengthening and promoting a shop local culture while developing local entrepreneurs. So when we did that 12-week design sprint and we were out talking to folks in the community, there's a lot of strengths in the neighborhood that you don't see portrayed in the news, for example. And one is a lot of them are enterprising out of their home to make ends meet. or really to create a sense of social cohesion and community. And so we talked to people and we said, hey, what do you guys think? There's a lot of people enterprising. What do you think about a market? People really latched onto that idea, and it's been going on for a few years now. I'll tell you more about that. And then the first Saturday's event is we have a mini grant program, and so we have a play date that first Saturday, and we also have a swim clinic that same day, both run by local folks in the neighborhood. So this is just to show you the data from last year's market. We started in December 2013, one vendor, it was raining, and we thought, oh goodness, where are we going with this? But thankfully, we do have this design thinking approach, which is really, and just a general approach about this work's not linear. We're not going to, you know, change this overnight, and we're just going to keep plugging along. Small wins, failure is okay. Let's keep moving. And so by the end of 2014, even though you see peaks and valleys, we had 585 attendees to the market, around $3,000 circulating in the local economy, which wasn't there before, and 20, more or less 20 vendors, which was going from 1 to 20 was a huge deal. We've used promotional tools to kind of get the market off the ground, and this is a market buck. It's $5. We mailed it to 1,444 residents of the zone, and we have about 1,800 out being used, or they haven't been used, but people, they're in their hands and considering using them. And basically, it's a way to get money in the hands of the local entrepreneurs, but it's also a way to get people out to the market. They got this thing in their mailbox. They're like, what is this? And so they showed up, kind of thing. And long term, we hope to phase those out, but for now, it's a way to really get people to the market. So year two, you saw before what I talked about. Year two, things are stabilizing more. We've had 250 market bucks circulating. We have 35 vendors. We used to have 20. We have $3,400 circulated in the local economy. It was $3,000. We're not even done with the end of the year. So that's a significant increase, and we're going to have a big blowout in December, which always goes really well. And we've had 450 people attending the market, which excludes a very large market that we had at one point. This is just one example to show we really have a community-based approach, and so we do market surveys at the market to find out, do we have here what you want? Are there other things that you need in the neighborhood that you're not getting? How can we help? How can we like lift up local entrepreneurs? And they all said produce over and over and over again. So we have Mandela Marketplace, which is a locally owned marketplace in Oakland, now selling produce at the market, and it's one of the biggest sellers. So I mentioned the market and First Saturdays. Second strategy, youth engagement. So we hired youth researchers through Youth Uprising, which is an anchor institution we work with in the neighborhood. And they talk to store owners, 22 of them. And one thing that we found out is that three or four business owners feel like it was really important to beautify the neighborhood to really get people shopping in the zone. And so one of the things we did was a youth mural project. That also came out of that 12-week design sprint. And here's one of the youth. He did haircuts this March. And we'd really like to capture more youth in the market, really get more youth as vendors at the market. That's next year's strategy. And our third strategy and last strategy for the moment is our MacRevive team. And it's really that collective impact model of Best Baby Zone, but in a microcosm, and it's more focused on economics. And that's really pulling together an advisory group of people that are working on economics. It's that same group, really, that did the sprint with us a couple of years ago. And they've really wanted to stay engaged. They loved the project, and they're really a way for us to, you know, we're all MCH background and type people, so it's a way to get different ideas and garner different support in ways that we maybe wouldn't have thought of without them. Thank you. And like one example that came out with the multi-sector non-traditional partnership is we wouldn't have had, so we did that market survey about knowing that we needed produce in the neighborhood, and we just happened to mention it to our advisory group, and one of the members is Mandela Marketplace, and she immediately said, oh, we would love to be there as part of this and provide produce. And they continue to be a really strong partner in the market. So moving forward, we realize we've bitten off a big chunk here. Economic development is no easy feat. So that's why it's so important that we're working with all these unusual, diverse partners in the neighborhood. Obviously, we work with Youth Uprising. They're an anchor institution, both the high school and others. And together, we have this vision of potentially some of those entrepreneurs that are selling at the market having brick-and-mortar stores long-term, and that's a really long-term approach. Some of the midterm approaches we're using is vendor support services. So this year, we're going to be launching a series of trainings for the vendors on microenterprise and other things like that. We've partnered with Kiva Zip. I don't know if you all have heard about them, but that's really about promoting small entrepreneurs. Another area of influence that we'd like in this coming year is developing a merchants association. So we know there's a lot of merchants on the corridor. How can we work with them to make this strong? So those are a couple of the areas that we're moving into, and we feel like it's a really exciting project and really lucky to be part of the Best Baby Zone. Thank you. And of course, there's always lots of people to thank. We could never do this alone. So thank you.